Australia, how are you going? How are you going? It is Tuesday, April 2. Bit of a late one today, so I'll have a quick NBA Australia for you. This is NBA Australia. I am your host, James Clements. You can hear me on the AFL Today show. You can also see me on that, as well as the AFL Official Supercoach podcast. That's right. Why not? Why not both? It's like a ad for tacos. Anyway, you can also see me on Fox Sports Lab NBA. That's a good one. I'm here in Larry Armour Studios. I was meant to be in the big studio today, but we just got snowed under. Too much stuff going on. But that's okay. Not a giant amount actually happened today. Devin Booker hates the Pelicans. That's fun. Joel Embiid could be back very, very soon. We'll get into that. We've got the game wraps. We've got That's on a Knife, Old Man Nomad, Spot of the Night, better than Lonzo Ball. Yeah, Nas, unpopular opinion of the day. Now, back take, yes. We were serving up a flame grill take. There's a couple of really good sort of questions to throw in there for you, Nas. There's an Andrew Gaze Grey Mum Award for Outstanding Achievement in the Field of Excellence, as well as a Shane Hill Shooter Shoot Shoot Your Shot Light Him Up Award. Because why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you have both, Jim? Yeah, that's right. And that's it. Pick and preview for all of tomorrow's games, and we'll get out of your hair. Late one. Got to get going. So let's get into it. Episode 1065 of NBA Australia. Let's go!
G'day, this is Andrew Gaze, and you're listening and watching NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Ah, you better. Just watch out for the Devin Booker attack over the Pelicans. Three straight games, scoring 50 on him. That's chaos. That dude is nuts. Also, watch out for the Joel Embiid attack over the rest of the East, because that's where we're going to start today's daily. Oh, it's a whip around as a gym.
Yes.
That's right. Joel Embiid nearing a return. He could be back like tomorrow. That's fun. If nothing else, he's expected back this week. That's awesome. It's very exciting. Because, you know what sucks at this point in time? The Sixers! Meh, 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 meh. They are los horrible, as the French say. Les horrible? I think it'd be the Spanish to say los horrible. And it's not even that. Anyway, it's a weird setup where Embiid is basically he's been out, since the end of January with his meniscus. Oh, he had a procedure. It definitely wasn't surgery. It seems like it was surgery to me. Jim, we just injected some stem cells in there, man. That's a procedure, not a surgery. All right. Then just say that. Anyway, fascinated to see how he comes back. They've got only a handful of games remaining, of course, because every team only has a handful of games remaining. And the Sixers are essentially kind of stuck in the 8 seed, which is hilarious. They are 1.5 games behind the Heat. They could feasibly catch them. They've played 75 games. They've got 7 games to go. To make up 1.5, they do actually play the Heat, however. They play the Thunder, then they play the Heat. A Grizzlies game, a Spurs game, a Pistons game, a Magic game, and a Nets game. Sounds like a pretty good ramp-up, if you ask me. Anyway, speaking of the Spurs, Devin Vassell is out, and so is Jeremy Sochan. For the rest of the season. Ah, the season's over. Yeah, it's like a week and a half. And the season's kaput. 2 weeks. Either way, Vassell had a stress reaction in his foot. When you read about these ones, if you've had a couple of, you know, foot problems like your mate Jim has, you're like, oh, metatarsal. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, you've dealt with it. And it just sounds painful. I'm like, yep. It's one of those injuries when you wince when you read it. You're like, oh, yep. I know exactly what that pain feels like. And Jeremy Sochan's getting ankle surgery as well. That's how badly he hurt that. So, tough gear. In some other injury news, Brandon Spindles Ingram, the Pelicans. Pelly can hope that he's coming back soon for Spindles Ingram before the end of the regular season. They kind of need him. I've sort of hit on this point time and time again over the last week or two. That without Spindles Ingram, obviously, the Pelicans' like ceiling is drastically reduced because even though they don't play great together, they're still wildly good basketball players, Zion and Brandon Spindles Ingram. You know, they don't have the cohesion the perfect fit that you might wish. But Spindles is still bloody good. And like you saw that in the Suns today, they ran right over the top of the Pals and there's not much they could do about it. Here we are. Anyway, now the little bit of news. DeJounte Murray and Luka Doncic were named the players of the week for the last week. DeJounte averaged a lazy 28 points, 5.8 rebounds, 10.3 assists. Jesus. And Luka averaged a 31, 11, and 9.5. Can play a bit, the Slovenian Andrew Gaze. I'll tell you that much. All right, let's do some game wraps. Game wraps. That's right, the game wraps. Brooklyn are bad, and they got smashed by the Pacers. Oh, geez, Jim, that's some pretty good analysis. It's essentially the exact extent of what you need to know about this game. The Nets 1-2-3 Cancun'd about 6 weeks ago and are horrible. The Pacers are just like, we need to keep winning. Jeez, I tell you, it'd be good if we got some more wins because they're sneakily in six, right, the Pacers? They're a game back, a game ahead of the Heat in the six and seven spots, right? So they're in the six spot. Lock away, salt away that playoff spot if you're in the six. Don't want any bar of the play-in tournament if you're the Pacers, right? They are only 1.5 games behind the Magic as well and 2 games behind the Knicks. So they just want to be right there within spinning distance. So good on them. Go Pacers. 27-13 for Halliburton. Awesome game. He was unreal. Siakam at 15-6. Smith had 17-10, which is just a classic sort of Jalen Smith. I always keep saying Jaden Smith. It's like that's Will Smith's son. Jalen Smith is the one with foggles on the Pacers. Foggles. The Nets, they're just a train wreck. Mikal Bridges, hello. 7 of 17 shooting. Cam Thomas had 22, whatever. Trenton Watford, a.k.a., well, we give up. He had 21 as well. India, 43-33. Brooklyn, 29-47. And just the most inept, hopeless, gross franchise in the NBA. Speaking of which, Portland put up a fight against the Orlando Magic despite having no players. Oh, but Jim, they still had a couple of their Aussies. That's right. And they've got a bit of heart, don't they? The Grim Reaper himself, the Great Barrier Reef. Doo-wop, bop-bop, doo-wop. This is the difference between, like, a team that actually kind of gives a shit and has players that actually play hard versus, well, Brooklyn are rolling out there. Like, 20-12 for dominating. Gross, whatever. He's a frustrating player, whatever. 13-8-9 for Scoot Henderson, but Delano Banton had 26-5-5 and is a weapon. And they just fight. They fight and fight and fight. They're like Squid 1 and Squid 2. Even though Squid 2 is only 18 months old, he's still trying his hardest to bash Squid 1. I'm like, to be honest, I should be telling you off. But I appreciate that he's got that dog in him. He really does. Hashtag Dadstrayer. Love a good bit of Dadstrayer. But really, the Magic Men sort of just fell over themselves to win this one. We're up by a bit and then just held on down the stretch. 20 for Franz Wagner. Hello. 17-13 with 5 assists for Wendell. 15 for Suggs. He had a couple of threes. So to Gary Harris. And Paolo Banchero had 15 points on 6 of 17 shooting. Not ideal. But look, they put up a fight, did the beloved Blazers. They aren't very good at basketball, however. Especially after a 60-point loss the other day, this is a good response. You want to see at least a bit of heart. And Delano Banton is the dude who keeps doing it. So Orlando now 44-31. Just as well they won this, right? We saw on the weekend a couple of just like, you can't be losing that games from some teams. And they came back and won and just made sure they won against the frisky Portland Trailblazers, who are now 19-56. Memphis, talk about feisty. There's only one way that the Memphis Grizzlies know how to play. And it's hammer and tongs, Jim. 110-108 over Detroit. Despite Detroit, like, I don't know, being not bad. Cade Cunningham and Jaden Ivey, both bloody good. But the Grizz, Triple J, hasn't been this good since you were 17. Not bad. They were down 13 points at halftime. They'd only scored 44 points, the Grizzlies. And then the Grizzlies, Jaren Jackson Jr., aka Triple J, had 21 points in the third quarter. Not bloody bad. The last minute of this game was chaos. Absolute chaos. Where the Pistons had the ball out of a loose ball went out of bounds. Taylor Jenkins, he challenges. It goes off Chimezie Metu's foot. J.G. Jackson misses like a shot with 50 seconds left. Chimezie Metu misses a three-pointer with 36 seconds left. And then Jackson misses a layup. Kay Cunningham has one more shot, misses, and you're like, ah. Oh. So the game was over a minute ago, and we've just missed every shot. Yep, these two teams stink. Cade ends up with 36-8 with 4 turnovers, 20-6 for Jaden Ivey. 10-10 for James Wiseman, because Jalen Duren left after 5 minutes in this game with a facial injury, which sucks because I love Jalen Duren. The Grizzlies, 40 for Triple J. He was fantastic. 3 steals, 2 blocks as well. The Duckman, Luke Kennard, went 5-11 from 3 for 19 points. And Brandon Clark is back from his Achilles. He's looking pretty good. 15-7 for him. Grizzlies, 25-50. Which is hilarious because they are only 4 wins behind the Nets. And you'd think about their team, like their seasons in like from a meta view. You're like, the Grizzlies, they've had more like players go through their lineup than any other team in history. They've just been absolutely snake bit when it comes to injuries. No one can stay healthy. No one can go on the floor. And somehow, they've only won 4 less games than a basically mostly healthy Brooklyn Nets. Gross. Anyway, Detroit at 13-62. Boston, just, I don't know, it was close for a bit, then they smashed them in the third and fourth quarter. It was close, then it wasn't. 118-104, they smashed Charlotte. Grant Williams, bit of revenge, even though they lost. 23-7-2 for him. 26-11-8 for Miles Bridges. Blah. 19 for Brandon Spindles. Miller. Yeah, nice one. 25 for Jason Tatum and Sam Hauser. 19-9-5 for Derek White and the Extreme Zingameel. Had 20. Easy, handy win for Boston. They did not cover, however, because they're 16.5-point favorites. But anyway, good job. 59-16. They're going to win 60 games. That's awesome. That's just a statement of a season. And it would be hilarious if they landed the Sixers in the first round, wouldn't it? They are the 8 seed. It would be amazing. Charlotte at 18-57 and just horrible. Atlanta, Chicago. God damn it, Bulls. You had one job. You've stayed within 3 games of 500 all season. Your mate Jim goes, right, I'm going to tip him. This is the 9-10 play-in matchup. You know, it's a bit of a precursor. And then the Hawks went out and shot 19 of 40 from 3. Now, I'm no math magician, but that's pretty bloody good. And very close to 50%. Because 20, you see, is half of 40, and they shot 19 of 40. Chicago, meanwhile, shot 7 of 28 from downtown. Now, if you make 19 threes and the other team only makes 7, you're probably going to win that game a lot of the time. And the Bulls, DeMar DeRozan there at 31. Kobe White had 22. Vooch had 14 rebounds, but only 5 points because he shot 2 of 7. Ayo, Dosunmu had 15. Caruso was putting on a Caruso show, and it was like, gouge your eyes out, because you shot 3 of 13. Meanwhile, DeJounte Murray, player of the week, a lazy 17-8-6. Bogdan Bogdanovic got into it with Quinn Snyder on the sidelines as they were kicking the crap out of him, too. He had 20 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists. Krejci had 18, 4 and 3. And look, 15-11 for Clint Capela. This was just a handy win for the Hawks. They're now 35-40. Chicago 36-40. So I think that still locks in the Bulls for at least a play-in tournament berth. But who's going to host that 9-10 matchup is still up in the air because the Bulls are only a half game up on the Hawks. This is why this game was very annoying, because the Bulls had smoked the Hawks in the first 2 matchups this season. And yeah, you probably want to carry that vibe into the play-in. But if you're Jerry Reinsdorf, you're like, wait, we've got a basketball team? The baseball season just started. I'm very interested in what's going on with my White Sox. Huh. Well, hopefully we get that money from that one game that we host. One of the worst owners in sports, just saying. There you go. 35-40, 36-40 now. And then the Suns absolutely handled the Pelicans. 52 points for Devin Booker. Third straight game going over 50 against the Pels. They rattled off 46 in the first quarter and cruised to the win. And Booker was just like shooting, ironically enough, for the Suns, flames out his ass. Like, it was chaos. He was hitting everything, smoking threes, 27 points in the blink of an eye, ends up with 52. Zion had 30 and 5. And look, you look at this matchup, right? Like the Suns and the Pelicans. You think about from a playoff matchup point of view, this is exactly the sort of matchup where you go, ah, this sucks for the Pelicans if they don't have Ingram. Because I think we mentioned this on yesterday's show. We picked Phoenix. They're a half-point favorites on the road in New Orleans. And you go, oh, well, you see, the Pelicans have got lots of good perimeter defenders. It's like, yeah, but there's only so many that they have, right? And you run out very quickly when you have to cover Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Brad Beal, and Grayson Allen, who's turned into, like, white Ray Allen out of nowhere, and as well as, like, Eric Gordon and co. So you can have the Trey Murphys and Herb Joneses and stuff, but Zion, CJ, Valanciunas, it gets, like, Dyson Daniels was a plus 10 in 25 minutes in a game that they lost by 13. Just saying, he seems pretty important. And yeah, without Spindles, they just sort of miss that extra sort of offensive kick and that other dude that you can throw in there. So good win for the Suns. The Pelicans, 30 and 5 for Zion, 21 for Trey Murphy, hit 4 threes out of 10 shots. CJ, though, had a rough one, 15 points, 9 assists. He shot 6 of 17. And yeah, not a great one, I'll tell you. Dyson, 9 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, filled up the stat sheet, 2 steals as well. The Suns, 52 for Booker, incredible game. 9 assists, 8 of 16 from 3, 20 and 7 for Kevin Durant. And Nurk, you know that Nurk just absolutely loves trying to towel up his fellow European big men. He looked at Jonas Valanciunas the way I look at a Friday froth. He's like, it needs to be deleted. 19, 19 and 4, Nurkic. Here's Bosnian beer. 19 points, 19 rebounds, and he was a plus 19 in 36 minutes. He's a weapon sometimes. When look, this is the matchup that you want if you're the Suns, right? You're just like, can we just get an Eastern European, like another fellow European big man somehow in the playoffs that isn't like Rudy Gobert? And we'll be laughing. And at the moment, Suns are in the 7th seed, and the Pels have now slipped to the 6th one. We talked about this yesterday. The Pelicans have had a rough little run the last like couple of games. Losing to the Celtics, obviously, now losing to the Suns. This is why losing Spindles at this point really sucks. Obviously. Suns now 44 and 31, just behind the Pelicans, 45 and 30. Let's do an NBA Australia Approved performance of the night, shall we?
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
It's Devin Booker. He had 52. Bloke had 9 assists, a bunch of, steals as well, 3 rebounds, crushed it. He was awesome. On top of that, that's the third time straight, he's dropped 50 on the Pelicans. This dude hates giant-beaked seabirds. It's amazing. Or maybe he just hates that weird Smoothie King baby thing that they used to have as a mascot. He's like, this thing still gives me nightmares. I'm going to smash him every time I play him. 52 points, 19 of 28 shooting, 8 of 16 from downtown, 6 of 7 at the line. Yeah, one block, 3 rebounds, 3 turnovers. Awesome game. 52 points. Devin Booker, not bloody bad. Who was Spud of the night, though, Jim?
Spud, 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 it is Spud of the night.
Spud of the night. I'll tell you what, we had Eric Gordon. Kind of mentioned him very briefly just then. He went 1 of 7 today, and it's just like, come on, Eric. This is one of your former teams. I thought you loved smashing them. What are you doing, mate? He's like, oh, nah, man, not today. Oh, I'm not feeling it. You're like, all right. Drew Holiday shot 1 of 11. Yeesh. Boston had absolutely zero problem still toweling up Charlotte. Poku in that same game shot 1 of 7. Not bad for a stick insect, same as Eric Gordon, 1 of 7. I mentioned Caruso putting on a Caruso of 3 of 13 shooting and 3 of 12 for DeAndre. Hada! But the worst one today was Markel Fultz. That's right. Oh, my shoulder impingement, man. 0 of 6. It's like, all right. He had 4 assists, 3 rebounds, 2 turnovers, 0 of 6 shooting in a game they won by 1 point. Oh, Jesus. You're breaking our heart, Markel. You're breaking our heart. But I would very much like to thank Jake LaRavia for doing the Lord's work and hitting
Inside is the eagle becomes a funky child with some wood on my tongue. Be like inside.
I dream of juice. Have you ever made out in a taco way? That's right, Jake LaRavia shot 311. Love it. Who was Old Mate No Mates, though?
Old Mate No
Mates.
Old Mate No Mates.
Old Mate No Mates.
Old Mate No Mates.
Old Mate No Mates.
Who's got no mates today? I enjoyed the Jeff Teague. Look, Jeff Teague is just a loose unit. I don't really tend to like player podcasts that much. Because this is the weird thing. It's a lot of time and effort to listen to players who, like, a lot of their mundane day-to-day lives aren't very interesting. And then they just every so often drop a nugget and you're like, that's pretty good. And the Jeff Teague one was talking about when he was on the Hawks, we were playing the Pacers. My mum and my aunt were sitting courtside and cheering every time I came in the game. Then Tony Brothers pulled me to the side and was like, who them hoes? Tony Brothers, have some chill, mate. This is just... Look, to be honest, that's funny as shit. Tony Brothers, I'll pay that. But have some chill, mate. Like, that is... It's like Jeff, it's Jeff Teague's mum and his auntie, bro. Now, that said, I don't know what Jeff Teague's mum and auntie looked like that night. Maybe Tony Brothers was just like, look like some hoes. I'm going to go, who are them hoes? I want to know who your hoes are, Jeff. It's like, ah, it's my mum and my auntie. He's like, fucking fair play. I apologize. I don't think Tony Brothers did that, though. But I love that. A bit of an old mate, no mates. He's like, yep, me and Tony Brothers, that was some bullshit ever since then. But it was interesting to see. Like, he talked about Scott Foster as well, and yeah. Other old mate, no mates. Bogdan Bogdanovic really got into it with Quinn Snyder, getting right up in his grill talking shit. It's like, Bogdan, you're winning pretty handily, buddy. Just chill out. I don't know. Seems a bit of an overreaction. That's right. Pantsing of the night. Seriously, what Devin Booker did to the Pelicans is just... It feels like it's personal at this point. It's like Josh Giddey going to Madison Square Giddey and dropping another triple-double on the Knicks. It's like, why does he keep doing this to us kind of vibe? That's a pantsing. Pels, you got pants. Oh, we've got two of the best young perimeter defenders in the league. It's like, and Devin Booker's like, that's fucking cool. Check this out. Bang! 52 on you. Who was better than Lonzo Ball?
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you'll get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. We're coming for everybody.
Coming for everybody. That's right. Delano Banton, I mentioned him earlier. He is, BT Dubs, absolutely tearing it up there for Portland. Nobody is watching Portland games. I love a bit of Portland because they've got the Great Barrier Reef and obviously Aussie Matty T, a.k.a. the artiste, Matisse Thybul. And Matisse Thybul, the artiste. That's how it goes. And Delano Banton is just like, that's cool. Check this out. I'm going to just drop another 26-point game. Over the last five games, he's had 14-3-1, 28-11-5, 31-5-9, 12-9-2, and then today, 26-5-5 with two blocks and three steals. That is ridiculous. I love it. Not bad for what? The 46th pick in 2021. Delano Banton, you legend. Basically, since the start of March, he's averaging 18 points a game, 5.5 rebounds and 3.5 assists, shooting over 42% from the floor and 36% from three. Delano Banton, not bloody bad. And also, better than Lonzo Ball. How about everyone's favorite segments? Congratulations to my friend and ESPN Stephen A. Smith for being named this year's LA Press Club Joseph Quinn Award winner for Lifetime Achievement. Hand clap emoji. Everybody can catch my boy Stephen A. Smith's podcast now on iHeartMedia Podcast Network in addition to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Thanks, Magic. I love it. Just imagine for a moment you're a friend of Magic Johnson's. Like, he's got to be the most gratifying dude to be mates with because he's, like, just pumping you up the entire time. He's like, Jimmy, you rule! Congrats to my friend James Clements. He's hosting a bunch of footy shows in NBA Australia and he's also ginger. Exclamation mark. Like that's, it would be awesome. I feel like I should strive to be much more like Magic in my general life, except for the AIDS. with my mates. Just be like, yeah, here we go. Here is my best friend, Brian. He's got a giant schlong and we all love him. He's like a teddy bear. You know, I should just tweet that out every couple of days. All right, another Magic tweet though. The NCAA got it right because tonight's women's tournament matchups are one of the best in history. There is star power on all four teams, great coaching, and all have outstanding storylines on how they made it to the Elite Eight. As a basketball fan and a fan of women's sports, this is heaven for me. What do we say? Thanks, Magic. I love him. I absolutely love him. All right, let's do some Yanars right after this.
This is Cam Glidden.
This is Anthony Drimmick.
This is Mitch McCarron.
This is Jason Kadee.
This is Daryl McDonald.
Hey guys, this is Hugh Greenwood.
Yo, what's going on? This is Ellie.
This is Mark Worthington, or commonly known as Wurtho, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
You're listening to NBA Australia.
And 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 you're listening to NBA Australia.
You're listening to NBA Australia.
All right, let's do it. NBA Australia, yeah, now is brought to you by the NBA Australia Shop.
People,
get your merch. NBAAustralia.com/shop. Click through on the socials as well. The nice, pretty pictures. Get a hoodie, get a t-shirt, get a coffee mug, get a stubby holder. And I do believe I just saw an email come through that I'd missed an order. So with giant apologies to my man John, I must have missed that one. I reckon that's gone through the old junk mail. So I'll jump on that post-haste, mate. Is Stephen A. right? No, he's Stephen A. Smith, Jim. No. His MVP ballot so far is SGA 1, Nikola Jokic 2, Jalen Brunson 3, question mark? 4, Anthony Edwards, and 5, Giannis. Motherfucker just hates Luka Doncic. No, I don't think he's right. Yeah, nah. I've probably got Jokic. Look, I mentioned yesterday, if Luka gets this Mavs team into the top four, if you've got Jokic with a one seed, though, like, it's got to be Jokic. But if Luka gets a top four, the Nuggets drop one or two down the stretch in this last little itchy-bitty part of the season, I think it'd be fun to have Luka as the MVP. And to be honest, that's cool and fun. I like fun stuff. But Jokic is right there, number one for me. Luka at 2. SGA 3. Just because of the scoring has just dropped off a hint there for SGA. Giannis at 4. Tatum at 5. That's where it is. Are the Suns selling their players short with their shit fonts? Yeah, nah. Yes. Geez, Jim, this seems a little bit specific. Yeah, it is. Fucking Arial-ass bullshit. So the Suns, God bless their cotton socks. And to be honest, the same thing goes for the Utah Jazz. I know a number of graphic designers in my line of work. I've known plenty. You know, I've worked in magazines and websites for years, you see. Never fucking trust a designer to go, no, it's cool if it's real basic. It's like, that's just fucking Arial, you Helvetica looking motherfucker. Oh, nah. It's like minimalist. Nah, it's just shit. What are you doing? So, Jim, what's your point? Well, you see, the Suns and the Yaz with their fonts of choice, whether it be social media posts, that sort of stuff. You know, you got a style guide. You got a style book as a franchise, as a business. And the Phoenix Suns tweet with the 52 points, 8th career 50-plus point game for Booker, just in like Arial bold and then Arial normal. You're like, this is not timeless. This looks fucking horrible. And it's a fucking slap in the face for Devin Booker. Sort out your fonts! It's not rocket surgery. Just get a good one. Stick with it. Vedana's fine. And it's the same with the fucking Jazz. Oh, check out our fucking minimal. It's like, that is the exact minimalist fonts for our like Jazz and stuff. It's like, that is the opposite of Jazz. Think about what your franchise means. Oh, it means minimalism. No, it doesn't. Jesus. Sort your shit out. This is why we need me as the vice president of common fucking sense. You got to run the font choices by me and go, hey, Jim, does this look cool, mate? No! It looks shit, you idiots. What are you doing? Jeez, that getting under your skin there a bit, Jim? Yes. should Mark Dagano and Chris Finch fight it out for Coach of the Year award? Yeah, nah, yes. I reckon Finch has got him. He's got that dad strength. I have bet on Mark Dagano. My pick is Mark Dagano, but I think Chris Finch beats him in a fight. Stat Boy asked as well, the Rockets, they're going to make the play-in game, aren't they, Jim? Yeah, nah, I don't think they will. This is like, because I think we're locked in the East. Like, the Nets are cooked. Like, they're done, right? So it's the Hawks and the Bulls. In 9-10, 7-8 at the moment, Heat, Sixers, Bulls aren't going to catch the Sixers, whatever. And in the West, 9-10, the Lakers are still only 1.5 games behind the Kings, but that's still going to be a lot to sort of, you know, chase up. The Warriors, the Rockets, there's still the two-game gap there that I mentioned yesterday, right? And the Rockets, they're stretch home. The next three games are crucial for the Rocks. They play the Timberwolves, then they play the Warriors, then they play the Heat. Like, if they cop one or two losses in those three games, their season's basically done. And then it gets even worse because then they play the Mavs and the Magic. They finish up with the Jazz, the Blazers, and the Clippers. Clippers, that could be Packer Up Boys. That could be for seeding, who knows, but yeah. Whereas the Warriors, look, they've got a Mavericks game, then they have the Rockets, then the Mavs again. They've got a Jazz game, a Lakers game, a Blazers game. So yeah, playing the Jazz twice makes it a little bit easier for the Warriors. They finish up with the Jazz as well as the Pels. So the Warriors should make it. So I don't think so, Stats Guy. Unpopular opinion of the day. We talked this one out in the office today as well. I enjoyed this one. Let's do it.
Now look at me, please. Look at me. Look at me.
Is Wemby having a better rookie season than Shaq? Yeah, nah. He actually kind of isn't. Like, Wemby's rookie season is amazing, don't get me wrong. But it feels like everybody's forgetting about just how dominant Shaq was in his rookie year. Because it is legitimately incredible, and it was incredible at the time, where you're like, Jesus, as a rookie, at the time, we're all like, yeah, that guy's unbloody real. So it's going to be absolute chaos when you look at, like, yeah, if you actually break down the sort of numbers between Wemby and Shaq, it's amazing just how close they are, but really just how good Shaq was in an era of dominant big men where there was so much more post play, so much more post defense. Wemby's shooting a piss ton of threes and is playing defense against, you know, teams that are shooting a piss ton of threes. Shaq averaged in his rookie season 23.4 points a game, 13.9 rebounds, 1.9 assists, 0.7 steals, 3.5 blocks, shot 56.2% from the floor. Wemby's at 21 points, 10.5 rebounds, 3.6 assists, which he's got over Shaq, and 1.3 steals, which he's got over Shaq, and 3.4 blocks a game. That's actually less blocks than Shaq was getting per game. Shaq played 81 games in his rookie season as well. Wemby, he's got 66, so he's on track to play, what, 72-ish? That's incredible. Their effective field goal percentage, Shaq's at 56.2, Wemby's at 52, because Wemby's actually shooting threes. And yeah, Shaq didn't. He's shooting 32.3% from downtown as well. Yeah, unpopular opinion. Shaq actually may be a better rookie than Wemby. That's incredible. What a combo, though. And finally, a bit of Outback Takeouts. It's Tuesday at Outback, and you know what that means. Yep, dropped the squid off at his first school holiday program today, but treated into a bit of a, what's that on the ground over there? It was some flattened possum. So, and she chucked it in the back of the old Subaru, dropped the squid off, took it home, chucked it, slow roasted over the barbie for him. He just got home. He's going to have a treat later tonight. Goes with the specials of today. That's right. It's slow cooked possum. And it's only at Outback. And today's flame grill take is, Wemby will still go on to have a better career than Shaq as long as he stays healthy. Only at Outback. I mean, it's not hard to envision. I mean, the fact that he shoots a piss ton of threes, the numbers are exactly right there. Like, as long as he stays healthy and has like a Tim Duncan sort of ish run, it's not hard to imagine. So it's not really that much of a flame grill take. How about the Bulls throwing the game today? Is that a flame grill take? They locked away a play-in spot, so it didn't matter. They didn't want to give anything away. Yeah, it's a bit of a flame grill take because I'd still rather have home court advantage. All right, let's do Australian Player Watch right after this one.
This is Matthew Dellavedova and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Let's do it. Australian Player Watch jingles in that game against Portland. That's right, an all-Aussie affair up against the Great Barrier Reef. Jingles played 15 minutes, went 0 of 1 from 3. That was his only field goal attempt, but he had 2 rebounds, 2 assists, and a turnover. Not too bad. And in that same game, Matty T, the artiste, he started out with his ankle injury. That's okay. Got to rehab that for Paris. Just saying, Matisse. But the Great Barrier Reef against Orlando had 2 points, 3 rebounds, 1 steal and 1 block. Went 1 of 4 from the floor, 0 of 2 from downtown in only 17 minutes. But my, as I mentioned earlier, like my favourite one today was obviously Dyson Daniels, the dustbuster himself. 9 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals. Shoots 4 of 8 from the floor, 1 of 3 from downtown. He was a plus 10 in 25 minutes in a game that they lost by 13. That's ridiculous. In 25 minutes, a plus 10. They lose by 13 overall. It wasn't because of the dustbuster. Just saying. All right, what about Andrew Gay's Grand Mum Award for Outstanding Achievement in the Field of Excellence, though, Jim? It's the first and you won the Andrew Gay's Grand Mum Award for Outstanding Achievement in the Field of Excellence. Oh, yeah, clap it up. That is swig from a water bottle. I'm like, I don't know how long that one's been there. It's not great. Devin Booker. Third straight 50-plus point game against the Pelicans. That is amazing. Wilt Chamberlain is the only other player who's ever done that in 3 straight games, scoring 50-plus against the same opponent. Devin Booker did it, what, in 2022? He had 58, and then 52 against him in January. And he had 50 in with 2 minutes to still go in that game. That was unbelievable. Anytime you are mentioned in the same breath as Will Chamberlain, that's pretty bloody impressive. How about a Shane Heal shoot a shoot, shoot your shot, light him up award?
He threw it down. Are you healed? Are you healed?
Praise the Lord, I'm healed.
Praise the Lord, for I'm healed. It is the Shane Heal.
Shoot a shoot.
Shoot your shot, light him up award. No fooling. Andrew Gay's Grand Mum Reward goes to Devin Booker. That was fun. The Shane Heal shoot your shot, light him up award goes to LeBron because he's 49 missed shots away from the most missed shots in NBA history. Jim, who has the most? Kobe. Just saying. LeBron has played already 140 more games than Kobe did. Kobe missed 14,481 shots. LeBron's 14,433. That's amazing. Is he going to miss 49 more shots this season? Let's find out. All right, Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter check-in. We did get a Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter check-in. Yes. Oh, he's disappeared. There he is. There's Patty dancing in front of the Patty. Oh, is that a Cadbury's? Patty Mills, take a shot. Oh, that's awesome. Patty's a proper chocolate, like, ambassador for Cadbury. That's bloody awesome. Take a shot. Patty Mills having a dance in the purple. That looks fucking awesome. Dairy milk chocolate. Fucking love a bit of Cadbury. Look at that. That's unreal. Baller Pat on the chocolate. That is fucking awesome. Jesus Christ. Just got excited. I'm going to go have to get some of that. Nice one. All right, let's do some game previews for tomorrow, though.
Game previews. Game previews.
Thanks, Inadvertent Bane.
Not a problem, Jim. How's it all going?
Yeah, not bad. I think we smashed the picks today, didn't we? Let's go back over it. Out of the six games today, we went 1, 2. Oh, wait. No, 3. So 3 of 6. We didn't actually smash it because the Bulls sucked and Boston didn't cover and nor did Orlando. See, that's what I sort of mentioned yesterday. I was like trepidatious about taking those really big lines. Especially the Portland one. I don't know why I ended up landing on Orlando, just because I guess they should still cover 17 points against a really bad Portland team. But anyway, here we are. Just like Alanis Morissette, you live, you learn. All right. We have a couple of fascinating games tomorrow. We got the Lakers, -12.5 in Toronto. I'm taking the Lakers again. It's a big line, I get it, but Toronto are just absolutely pack it up territories. The Lakers tend to not kick the bejesus out of teams, but the Raps are just down to the dregs at this point. So I think it might be a little bit of a tough scene for them to hold. Like, this is the sort of classic D-Lo game, right? For the Lakers, where he drops like 30 and they smash him. So give me the Lakers -12.5. The Bucks take on the Wizards. The Bucks will be without Dame Lillard. 13.5 points on the road. I'm actually going to take Washington because they stick close when they shouldn't, and they're wildly annoying and frustrating. The Bucks, look, let's have a look at some of these last couple for the Bucks, because you think about this weird, funky Bucks team as, like, you know, this, oh, they're just smashing teams left, right, and center. And it's really like they eked out that 9-point win over the Hawks. They lost 2 games prior to that to the Pelicans and the Lakers. They had that really impressive win over the Thunder. They beat just a horrible Nets team by only 7 and didn't cover that. So they've only covered 2 of their last 5. And against the line on the road, they're 16-21. Whereas at least Washington, look, Washington got smoked by Miami, but Miami will do that too. It was only a 12-point difference then anyway. So without Dame, let's go the +13.5 for Washington. Not going to feel great about it, but it is what it is. OKC at Philly. If Embiid comes back, I'm still not worried. I'm going to take the Thunder -5.5. I think they go into Philly and run right over the top of them. OKC is like 1-point win over the Knicks. Like, if they can do this and win out another one in Philly, you're going to feel pretty bloody good about OKC. So 6-point winners, could they do that in Philly? If Embiid doesn't play easily, even if Embiid plays, is probably on a minutes restriction, I think the Thunder can still win that one pretty handily. As the Sixers sort of like focus in on getting Embiid right. The Knicks take on the Heat. Oh, it's a 90s matchup for the ages. I love this. I'm going to go the Knicks +2.5 in Miami. The Miami Heat are just a little bit wobbly here and there, but especially at home. They're a pretty bad covering team against the line at home, are Miami. They are, in fact, for the season, 27th. They're 14-22, whereas the Knicks play pretty tough on the road. They're 19-15. That's 8th in the NBA. And look, the Knicks had that really tough loss. They lost that horrible game to the Spurs. I think there's a big bounce-back win here for the Knicks. They need this. And the Heat, look, they're tough. We know that, but I don't think they win that one. All right, give me the +2.5 for the Knicks. Houston, Minnesota. This game is fascinating. I am going to go. Look, I think the shine for the Houston Rockets is off a little bit, but I reckon they'll still put up a fight against the Minnesota Timberwolves. You've got Rudy Gobert, Gustavo Dauer, and obviously Ant-Man. But the Houston Rockets have Amen Thompson and Jalen Green. Jalen Green, Ant-Man, that should be a battle for the ages. Give me the Rockets +8.5. I just want to take the points. I think Minnesota win this by 6 to 7 points, maybe 8 points. But Houston cover that 8.5. Cleveland take on, that's right, Cleveland take on Utah. They've got Donny Mitchell back. This is a revenge game for him. 11.5 against his old team. Utah just packed it up. So we're going to go Cleveland -11.5. Cleveland have looked wonky. They lost that Denver game by a lot. That was Donny's first game back. I think he, Garland, Mobley, and stuff should be way too good for this Jazz team. It's really hard to trust Cleveland, but This is more a statement about how much Utah kind of stink up the joint a little bit. Having lost, what is it? How many games in a row now have they lost? It is a pretty ridiculous 9 straight games for the Jazz. They haven't covered in 4 of their last 5. Yeah, we're going to go with Cleveland. -11.5. San Antonio go to Denver. Spurs are 16.5 point underdogs on the road in Denver. I'm taking the Spurs and Wemby up against... Oh, actually, yeah, without Vassell and... it's all right. Vassell and Sochan, it's a tough one. They should put up a bit of a fight against Denver. Denver tend to get like a little bit like disinterested, and I think San Antonio can cover a pretty big line. Just keep an eye on the starting lineups. If the Spurs one looks just particularly bad, maybe we just go the Denver Nuggets. So we'll just keep an eye on that. It depends on who they want to start. Dallas, Golden State, awesome game. I'm going Dallas plus a half point on the road in Golden State. Golden State haven't been that much chop at home this year. I think the Mavs are on just an, you know, one of their fantastic runs that they get on, and I think the Mavs can win that one. So give me the Mavs in Golden State. Clippers, Sacramento, another awesome game. Can the Clippers get this? Can they? Will they? Let's have a look. They've had a weird little run here, have the Clippers, haven't they? They've looked all over the bloody shop, but they've now won 3 on the trot against the Sixers, the Magic, and the Hornets. The Kings smoked the Jazz on the weekend, but they lost the 2 games to the Mavericks before that. They've lost Malik Monk. They've lost Kevin Huerta. I'm going to have to take... Yeah, the Kings are 15-22 are covering the line at home. Not good. We're going to have to go to the Clippers. I don't like it, but with Kawhi and Paul George, I think they're a little bit too good. You got Zubes up against Sabonis. Not a great matchup, but 3.5-point favorites on the road, just up the road in Sacramento. I'll take the Clippers. And there we go. That's it for today. No skit today because it's really late already, so we'll... be back in the studio tomorrow, but in the meantime, make sure you're following NBA Australia on Twitter, Facey, IG, all over the socials, and the AFL Today Show. We'll be in Adelaide for Gather Round this weekend, from Thursday through to Monday. So if you're around, sing out, we'll get some beers. Plenty of time, shooting lots of social stuff, doing a couple of shows there as well. So NBA Australia will be on the road as well, because I've got to do NBA Australia in Adelaide. So come say g'day. It's going to be fun, but make sure you're following AFL Australia, there you go. AFL Today Show across all the socials and on, of course, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube. Same as this one. You heard Andrew Gaze at the start of this show. You're watching and listening to NBA Australia. This one is up on YouTube, so check it out. And subscribe, would ya? Come on. That'd be fun. You can see me just yelling into a microphone. NFL Australia as well, myself and Gaz. You've got Cricket Today podcast with Stats Guy, Marcus and Leo. You got the Football Today podcast with Alex and Stats Boy too, as well as Marcus sometimes. So go check them all out and hold all tickets in your horsies. Check a rating review across all of those on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, whatever app you're using the Android phone. It really does help out. Come on, get around it. NBAAustralia.com/shop. Get your merch. John, I'm going to send you that t-shirt right now. And big thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Check out House Hats, Joshua Delarandis, Fascinated, Goldmines, Ramshackle Army, Iowa, Sex Shadow, Green, and Dozers for all the tunes you hear throughout the show. Smash them all on Bandcamp, Triple J on Earth, Facey, Apple Music, Spotify, whatever. Remember, NBA Australia supports Australian bands, so should you. And that's it. We'll catch you tomorrow, you dickheads. This is NBA Australia saying, look after yourselves, would ya? Sort out your fonts and letterhosen now! Grant Hill drinks Sprite?